Welcome back to this bonus episode of Sister Brunch here at USC with Black Girls Film Camp and with another amazing alumni co-host. We've got Lana Dantzler today. Her film for Black Girls Film Camp was Five Angry Black Girls, and she's going to tell us a little bit about that. But first, I'm going to tell you about our next guest, and then I will hand it over to Lana. So, Tamika Lamison, I don't know why I'm reading this because we're friends already, and I just love having you on the podcast finally. So we have award-winning writer, director, and producer Tamika Lamison, who is deeply committed to diversity and social impact in the film industry. She is the executive director of the Commercial Directors Diversity Program, CDDP. By the way, a perfect program for these young Black girls to get into. Good money in those commercials. I'm just saying, you know, we gotta eat. That. We gotta eat. CDDP works to increase opportunities for historically underrepresented directors in commercial directing. She is also the founder of Maktub Media Entertainment, which produces unique content and supports both emerging and seasoned filmmakers. Through her nonprofit organization, Make a Film Foundation, she grants film wishes to children with serious medical conditions, teaming them with industry professionals to create short film legacies. Tamika's recent projects include the Tribeca Audience Award-winning feature, Ferguson Rises. Yes. And she's developing a TV series for Searchlight and Paramount. So, Lana, I'm going to hand it over to you. And I wonder, Lana, if you'll tell us really quickly about Five Angry Black Girls and then ask our guest the questions.
Five Angry Black Girls was my short film produced through Black Girls Film Camp. It's about a rebel who finds the meaning to true freedom. That's kind of just a log line. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call myself a rebel. I'm kind of a bit of a goody two shoes in that way, but I really related to the main character. But you'll have to watch the short to find out how or why. Yes, you can. You can, or on the Black Girls Film Camp website. But to get into that, Black Girls Film Camp is a program that promotes diversity and getting Black women into these spaces. And I think a lot of times audiences have a lot of opinions about how that looks. But from the perspective of someone who's in the industry, how would you say the diversity issue looks right now? And how are we working to change that? Like, what are the ins and outs of your work?
So I think that it's a very exciting time because there are a lot of Black women who are in power positions now. They're able to actually, they're green light things. For instance, Till, for instance. I don't think that Till about Emmett Till will ever have been made if Alana Mayo over at Orion hadn't.
Black women running studios, exactly. Alana Mayo and Nicole Brown.
I love Orion. They pick such amazing projects.
Okay, yes.
That's a Black woman. Thank you, Black
woman. Exactly, but I feel like the more that we're all in those spaces, and I mean, the gamut, right? Writers, directors, producers, all of the above the line as well as the below the line, right? Because we want our sets to be completely diverse, and that's how we continue to create content that is reflective of what we want to see, I think. So,
yeah. And I was going to ask personally, like, what do you feel like we can do in order, because I know it's one thing to have a Black person in the chair, but what can we do to stay aware of the content that we're making and how it is benefiting us and making sure it's something that, again, because there's freedom, but we have to always be aware. So what is like something that you're like, okay, this is how we keep ourselves grounded in the ultimate goal?
You know, we all have to keep having conversations about how the content that we create impacts the world and ourselves, right? So I think the conversation, and because everyone is different, right? It's okay for us to have stuff that makes us laugh, and that's, you know, we have to have escape, right?
Yes, please.
We need to have something for everyone. It's just that we have to get to a point where we can have everything and it's not just, you know, but I think we're there. I mean, this year we had so many amazing films like American Fiction. Like when I think about when I was growing up and I didn't really have the same kind of images to hang my hat on, you know, I didn't have people who were role models who were doing what I wanted to do. Right. And the moment that I did have that the world opened up. So it's like I come to Black Girls Film Camp and I see all these amazing people. I mean, these Black women. And I just, honestly, my heart is full. I love what's happening. And I think these are the people who are going to be creating the stuff that we want to see in the future.
Tamika, are you like me where you're really happy and excited and a little bit jealous that we
didn't have this
when we were little? That's so my thing is like, jealous. My goodness, what? No. But what does it mean for you all to get started now? What the all of the places you can go is just so beautiful.
I love that you asked that because even what you were saying, I love that we're appreciating where we are at. Because I feel like a lot of the times, especially on social media, which we can't really subscribe to, but like there's a lot of complaining about where we're not at. And it's good because we should address our faults, but we should also appreciate the good things and that we are doing. The fact that American fiction could be even greenlit in the first place is an amazing feat. We're at that place right now. And again, there are some narratives that people disagree with, but I think ultimately it's really important to have that space. And even here at Black Girls Film Camp, we are able to create our stories, but there are also spaces we have where we learn from people who are very racially literate about how we can continue. And even again, outside of just Black people, we should always be creating stories, especially if you have a platform as huge as film, that are really intentional and rooted in a genuine understanding of what you're making and the messages behind it, because it's very fragile.
I just have to say this because Lana's mama's in the room, and I'm like, good job.
Right? Good job.
Well, we have to cut this short, and we're so sorry. These are little tidbits, but they're also seeds planted for Lana. We hope you'll come back and co-host with us on season 6. Tamika, we see each other everywhere all the time. Now we just need to have a coffee or dinner.
We gotta have a coffee. I admire you so much, and I'm so happy for everything that you're doing. And
vice versa.
Such a pleasure to meet you, Lana.
Thank you.
She told me all about her film, and I can't wait to go see it.
No, thank you for being on, sister.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes.